story goes, but it's more than a fable, and it's more than a fairy tale, and it's more than my mind can conceive. I believe the wise man saw.
Amen. The account of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, says this. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Luke chapter 2, in verse 8, reads, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, and with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Go ahead and stand with us as we worship.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone. Bertie and I were tasked with the privilege of putting together another song for you. This one's a familiar one. Gordy over, and we did a nice recording. Gordy did a fantastic job, so hope you enjoy it.
Well, it's my privilege at this time to take the offering. We're going to use the offering this Christmas Eve to buy Bibles for the inmates at the Intervention Center. We're going to buy NIV Bibles, and we're going to dedicate them. We've already got some in the works, but we've had two people pass away recently, Ken Clark and Juanita Jones, but we're going to put their names inside those Bibles that when we give those to the folks at the Intervention Center, just something that they know they did something good by. So we're going to take the offering for that. And as the offering's going by, this is the time where I really would like, if we keep everybody quiet, we've got people that have passed away. They're going to be up here for about 10 seconds. And here's what I want you to do when you see someone that you knew. Think about the good memories. How many have good memories? And so even if you didn't submit a picture here, but you have someone that's recently passed or passed in the last 10, 20, whatever, think about that person, and I want you to go home again today and talk about them. It kind of gives them life again and their good memories in your heart. How many can do that for me? So I'm going to ask the ushers to come, And Jim, as they come up top there, could you turn these lights down so we could see a little bit better the film? So, Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege in the memory of some of the two that have recently passed, Lord, to put Bibles in the hands of the men and women that need them the most. Lord, bless this, and Lord, let this be a special time for all who see pictures up here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Story of amazing love. sulfur born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign
just want to go over what we've been teaching on all month just for a moment as we conclude. As we've been going through Advent, and Advent is the four Sundays we celebrate prior to Christmas, and today we're going to call it Christmas, the day Christ has come. And Advent is a time where we kind of join together with all the folks for thousands of years who have longed for the coming of the Messiah, the Deliverer, the person that makes them whole, the person that sets them free. And his name is? So I'm gonna light this candle, which represents Christ, if I can do it. I did it. And how many know Christmas is about Jesus? And we made it other things, and it's fine. We made it a celebration. But as we look at these four candles that represent hope, how many know we need hope? Hope is that expectation, just the belief that things are going to get better, that you can make it. Many of us go through struggles. I mean, many in this church have been through divorces that have broken your heart, but there's hope that you can get through it. Many here have been through, I saw a lot of good friends pictured a few minutes ago, but I've got this expectation and hope that I'm going to see them again. And it's with that, I've got this joy that just takes me through. So hope is that expectation, no matter what you're going through, you're going to make it. And God gives us little whispers of hope from time to time. You're going to make it through. And I know we got the kids in with us today. Let them do what they do, because I'm not going to be that long. And the next one would be love. How many know God loves us? And I like the plaque somebody gave me back in the 1970s that said, "For God so loved the Turners that he gave his only begotten only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish." But how many know it's not just the Turners? He loves you. Do you believe that God loves you with all your flaws, with all your insecurities, with all your secrets? God knows them, and he still loves you. Let yourself know that you're loved today. And the next one would be joy. How many need joy in your life? You know, it's joy to the world. The angels rejoice. We need this joy even though we're in pain sometimes. You know how we can be joyful even though we're missing loved ones? Bad things happen around us. We're living in a world that we don't know what's going to happen next, because we know how it's going to end. I'm telling you, I know the answer, and the answer is Jesus. And so even though in my life there's conflict all the time, different kinds of conflict, but I know I've got this joy that's deep down in my heart, that everything's going to be all right. And then the fourth one is peace. Peace, the wholeness of God that takes you through the storm. I saw Scott Wassum's picture on here, and I just got a comment. Scott was a young man. It was a Sunday morning, and we were having, Rick Pasquale was preaching here, and we were called to the house. He had passed away over the night, and he was in the living room. And I thought, that young man was just coming along. He loved Jesus. He was a good man. And one day, I'm going to see Scott Wassum. I saw the young man Aristotle on there, taken way before his time. Good, but I'm going to see him again. He was coming along good. So how many know God is good, and we can have peace in the midst of the storm? And the final one is the most important one. These are all qualities of this one, Jesus. Jesus is the answer. No one's getting to heaven. No one's getting joy, peace, love, hope without Jesus. And Jesus came. He was born of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14 talks about this is going to be a sign to you. These people waited thousands of years for this deliverer. And suddenly God says, well, this is going to be a sign that's going to happen. A virgin will conceive and bring forth a son. I mean, no, virgins can't conceive. But God was the Father. And God impregnated Mary. That was the miracle that happened that night. It's a wonderful thing. But God became a man, and he dwelt among us. And he gave his life for us. And when we really can connect with the fact that he died for our sin, our shortcomings, and we can accept him and receive him and follow him, he gives us a new life, a new beginning, and he is good. So how many know that Jesus is the answer? So the Bible says, talking about that time, and by the time Isaiah said it, till Jesus was born was 700 years. How many know that's a long time? That's a long time. But the years came, and there was, as I close this message, there was over 400 years of darkness. In other words, there was no revelation of the Lord at all. Things got bad. How many know America's not that old? So 400 years is a long time. But suddenly, the people who sat in spiritual darkness saw a great light. His name was Jesus. Amen. And that's what we celebrate this day. And so how we're going to do it today, we're going to celebrate. One of the ways is by having communion together. And communion is the fact that Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. And we remember the body and the blood and the death of Jesus Christ every time we take communion. And we show his death till he comes, that we believe he's coming again. I'm telling you, he's coming again, but this time it won't be in the darkness. It's going to be everyone will know it's going to happen. So I'm going to ask everyone if you would stand, if the men out there are going to help me with communion would come. And this is open communion, which means it's open to everyone. You don't have to be a member of our church to take communion. But what we're asking, that you are a member of the body of Christ, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're following him, and that's what we're asking to do. So are you ready? Give everyone just one. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. The Apostle Paul received a revelation. He said, I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. The night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he took the cup when he'd supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. But then it tells us, let a man examine or judge himself so the Lord doesn't have to judge. Judge him. Amen. Will you take a moment? And if you're here when we're finished, you can just raise your hand. If you can't physically walk up here, we will come to you. Would you come and allow us to serve you and hold your portion so we can all take them together? Would you come? Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you for the bread that represents the body of Christ that was whipped and beaten so that we could be healed. I thank you, Father God, that as we take it, help us remember everything that Jesus went through.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't imagine, but I thank you, Jesus, for doing that for me, for all of us, so that we could be well and healed and whole. As we take this bread, Father God, help us never forget all that you went through for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we lift up the cup that represents your shed blood. Father, we thank you that you lived that perfect life and you sacrificed your life for us. So I'm praying this evening, Lord, as we partake of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that the reality of Christ would come into everyone's heart. Father, give them that purpose that they're looking for. Give them the love, peace, hope, and joy that comes in Christ. We love you, Jesus. Shall we drink of the cup together? Come on, give the Lord praise this morning. Hallelujah, this evening. We love you, Lord. Amen. You're good. You may be seated.
Raise we let all things
Okay, Jimmy, if we can have these lights turned off again. The lighting of the candles, how many like this part? Remember the rules. Do not get anybody's hair caught on fire. Let's all stand. And here's how it's going to go. The ushers are going to come down and light your candles one by one. You can light the persons next to you. Don't reach back and light someone else. They'll come to you. But you know, the Bible says, they that sat in darkness saw a great light. His name is Jesus. And sometimes we think we don't do any good because we're just one voice. But when that one voice or that one light is in a dark place, it's going to shine. And so remember, your life counts. Your light is flickering. People see it, and it makes a difference. As we sing Silent Night as they go, can we do it? In a second, I'm going to ask my whole family if you come up. Pat, you're part of that family. Grandkids, come on up. I've got one up top. They hate me for this every year, but they got presents coming, so they are forgiving. I don't know if you knew, daughters are family, Jared's family, Diana's family, Kimmy's family. Come on up here. You know, if I'm going to get in trouble, I might as well do it right. Amen? Jim, I hate to say it, but your family too. Come on up here. You know, many years ago, it was just me and the family. I got saved. And then my wife got saved. And we had three children. And they had children. And we're all serving the Lord today. Starts with one. Amen? Now, can we say it makes a difference? We're going to say Merry Christmas from our family to yours. We want to sing the first verse, Silent Night, again. We'll sing Joy to the World. And then I'm going to ask my son, Jeff, to dismiss us in prayer. How many remember him? That's him. Okay. Let's sing it again, Silent Night.
Round yon river.
is important. All right, Jeff, dismiss us in prayer, then we'll sing Joy to the World on our way out. Candles, I'm going to get my money's worth. Keep those things lit till we're done with singing.
Father, we thank you tonight for the mystery of the incarnation, that divinity robes itself in humanity. And that's what we celebrate and reflect on tonight, the mystery of all mysteries, that God, when he chose to reveal himself in fullness, Father, that the way you chose to do it was through the weakness, what we perceive as the weakness of a human life, to show us that if it's you we're after, we need look no further than what lay in front of us, that you are embedded in the fibers of being itself. And so tonight, when we celebrate with family, when we exchange gifts, when we just simply love, when hostility gives way to hospitality, your kingdom has come and it's happened. It's there. It's simple. It's in the fleshly things of the here and now. And that's what the incarnation shows us, that the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of men could become the sons of God, that you became poor, that we could become rich. You redefined what it was to be spiritually rich, to include just simply what we are in you. And so we thank you tonight that you have redeemed us in our humanity, and that the simplicity of our love for the person on our left and our right is an expression of God. And so tonight, as we leave this place and we go out to celebrate and do whatever it is we do, we don't snap out of a sacred mindset, God, but we know everything we do, every interaction and every exchange is a manifestation of the life of God that has now taken up residence in us. And so, Father, we thank you for that mystery of the incarnation and what it means to us. And as we go tonight, let us stay in that frame of mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joy to the world. Can we sing it?
Joy to the world.